AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A key House committee chairman says authorities were readying to shoot down a small one-man helicopter that was flying toward the Capitol this afternoon, but the man landed before getting too near the building. Photographer Charlotte Richardson says she was taken aback by the gyrocopter and its pilot.
You could just see him with his helmet on, quite calmly just piloting the thing into the lawn. There was no noise coming from him. He wasn't screaming. He wasn't shouting.
AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports that the stunt was part of a political protest.
The man, Doug Hughes, has been conducting an online campaign against what he says is campaign finance corruption. On his website, he proclaimed his hope of delivering letters to members of Congress to draw attention to it. He says he informed the authorities and had no violent intent.
In Fall River, Massachusetts.
You're committed to the MCI Cedar Junction for the term of your natural life without the possibility of parole.
Former New England Patriots star Aaron Hernandez sent to jail for the rest of his life for the shooting death of his friend, Odin Lloyd. The jury finding Hernandez guilty after some 7 days of deliberations. Lloyd's mother, Ursula Ward, told the court about the memories that she will never have.
I will never have a grandchild for my son or grandchildren. I will never get to dance at his wedding. He will never, ever get to dance at my wedding.
In June of 2013, Lloyd was shot 6 times in an industrial park near Hernandez's home. Federal officials say several people of interest have been pursued in the unsolved 2008 bombing at a Times Square military recruitment station. Authorities are asking the public for help. No one was hurt in the blast, but police say the explosion may be connected with other unsolved early morning bicycle bombings in New York. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 104. This is AP Radio News. A key victory over the Islamic State militants has Iraq's leader promising to keep the pressure on that group.
Recapturing Tikrit was the Iraqi government's first big win in the Sunni heartland. Next, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the focus is the key oil town of Beji, which the militants control, and which Colonel Steve Warren says U.S. fighter jets have been hammering.
9 airstrikes in Beji. Overnight.
An unusually high number. Abadi says that offensive will come ahead of any effort to retake Iraq's second biggest city, Mosul. While the U.S. has been pushing the Iraqis to make their Mosul move this spring, Abadi's making it clear it won't begin before the summer. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
A judge orders police in suburban Detroit to release more dash cam video of the January arrest of a black driver who was pulled over by 2 white officers, thrown to the ground, and repeatedly punched in the head by one of those officers. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.